Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Welcome to Women's Week on the TCT Artists Exchange. All week long, we're going to celebrate the amazing contributions of some incredibly creative and talented women in music and our society, and how the inspiration behind their contributions have reshaped the landscape of cultural arts, business, and social awareness. So how about we open this Women's Week window here on the TCT Artists Exchange. This is very exciting for us today here on the TCT Artists Exchange, because we get to talk with one of the true bluebloods of the entertainment industry. She is the driving force behind not one, but two mainstream companies that provide artistic and technical support to a wide spectrum of program platforms. Her creative contributions have been seen in countless feature films, television and streaming programming, and live concert production. And we can add artistic branding. She's one of the behind-the-scenes, behind-the-cameras giants of the entertainment we enjoy daily. And I want to welcome Kara Williamson to the TCT Artists Exchange. How are you, Kara, and what's going on?
Staying busy, living the dream, trying to, you know, manipulate all the happiness in life I can.
Tell me about what's been going on with you.
done a lot. I'm producing feature films and television series this year.
Okay.
I helped produce Kids Choice Awards, MTV Awards, CMA Awards, CMT Awards shows, done a lot of live broadcast. Took on a bunch of projects of our own. And during, you know, right before COVID started, I launched a new company. So I have two companies now. One is handles tours, concerts, talent buying, brand and marketing, VIP experiences, art acquisitions, things like that. Brand and marketing, we brand clients. And kind of, you could be an NFL player, you could be any person on the side of the street, and we brand you and create events and live space around you. And then my other company, Meaning Street, still doing feature films and television. And we took on a big slate that's going to take probably the next 24 to 27 months to do. And so that's kind of what I'm doing. Been touring with bands.
Well,
the usual for me right now.
How do you guys select clients for branding? How do you select artists?
The cool part about that is most of them are word of mouth in our industry. So people mm-hmm. come to us. We don't even do a sales marketing team. We have clients that submit through emails and contact us through word of mouth. But we work with another producer, Carol Joyce, who is her mom and dad started the From the Heart Productions film nonprofit out of L.A. The Grant Foundation for artists and musicians, and they do a lot over the years. And Carol gets a lot of projects that come through her, and she, as she handpicks them, she thinks of us, and then sends stuff our way as well. And we've got another good producer we work with out of the Northwest region, Colette Smart, who was originally signed by Sony at 16 in Australia,
mm-hmm.
and she was a musician turned film and television producer. And so again, she works a lot of projects with us and brings us stuff. She's currently in Vegas right now filming, and we've got a partner who owns a company called World Scout, which is an independent music brand and development AR distribution packaging company, and they're based out of Las Vegas, and so that's owned by Cindy Cooper.
Okay.
So you see a trend a little bit there. We've got a lot of female influences.
Yeah. I was noticing that.
You know, my business partner Andy Orgel is one of the startup executives for MTV, A&E, Nickelodeon, the movie channel, stuff like that. So mm-hmm. we always laugh that he's our token male. But he's got that brand and marketing genius side of things that everybody likes to lean into.
Well, it's great that you mentioned all the women that are involved, because, you know, the women have come to have a voice in the industry, and they're very accomplished,
finally.
Very good at what they do, and even bring some content, some quality to the industry that men have overlooked for a very long time. So kudos to you for that effort.
So within one of my companies, Reveal Live Entertainment, we created a vertical that we like to do some featurettes of special people that we call Reveal Nation. And mm-hmm. so within doing that, during the pandemic, we started attaching ourselves more and more to the social impact world. Our company started driving blood for the Red Cross helping out with getting COVID tests to the right places. And we formed our COVID compliance teams that have taken on some pretty big challenges in the last few years. And it also, during that time of reevaluating entertainment, we had the opportunity to have some projects come across our desk that were just extremely powerful. And one of them is this project called Tahi, and it's one woman's journey through human existence. And it kind of was a game changer for us from a company standpoint. But we really, really like to align ourselves with causes. So for us to take on a project, it's not just about a good artist who wants to do a tour or a film that's going to be a box office hit. For us, we have to think of how to keep it off the shelf long term. And by attaching to nonprofits and impact pieces, we not only get to open dialogue, but we get to use multiple forms of media in order to enhance that dialogue.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner.
so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
And for us, that's kind of the deciding factor of how we attach to the humanitarian side of things. But it's just been something that Andy and I have just decided was in our mission from day one.
Well, fantastic. And I, for one, you know, and I know I speak for others, when we thank you for paying it forward in that manner, just to recognize and to enable the ability to address these causes is huge. It's huge. So thank you for that effort. How are you guys? You mentioned COVID and all, and you know, the world is in post-pandemic recovery. Has it changed? I mean, have you guys had to reinvent yourselves in certain ways to adjust to the changes in the industry with this?
You know, that's even more important than the water cooler gossip that we've been having around work lately. It's just really been tough to see. Not every company, when the pandemic hit, especially depending on what branch of entertainment you were, had a chance to be sustainable. Not every company got PPP loans. You know, there was a lot of influx on deciding where the impact was going to land in our industry. And so 2022 wasn't even really a rebound year. It was a scramble. There were so many projects that got stopped and deadwalled during the pandemic. And this goes for tours and festivals and, you know, all of the theater and play runs, that nobody really knew what was going to happen this year when things started to open back up. Right. We had problems in ticket sales. We're still struggling so much on that front that there are long-term events that aren't even coming back next year. They're taking next year off because we just can't. We're mentally gone backwards, and our veterans within this industry sidestepped. Their impact was in a different mentality, and some of them decided now's the time to stay with family. Now's the time to make a career change I haven't done for 20 years. Right. Things like that that also weighed into this. How do I provide for myself because I can't get out on the road? So we've now got a big little baby boomer situation here, because we've got a lot of up and coming new kids who have not really interned or apprenticed and are jumping off cliffs as fast as they can.
And it's changed. So the mentoring process is different now than when we came in. So your approach to it, and I was going to ask you that, what advice do you have for that next generation coming in, that stepping into the industry? Is there some advice that you have for them, like right now, to prepare them or to get them mentally on the right track?
You know, the biggest thing I think we are looking for these up and coming kids are the ones who don't just live in content, but want to explore it. And I know that sounds a little odd to say, but most of the world lives in their phone right now, right? So we've sidestepped some imagination because everything's put out there before us. So I think the key to this is, we're not going to see as many kids going to school and college programs. We're not going to see as many kids stepping into their studios that they pay for recording hours. What we're going to see is these at-home creators taking things to a whole new level. Right. So the smart thing is, find someone who's put the phone down and started really diving into content and started creating things with their content. And that's going to be your next Spielbergs. I mean that legitimately. And we have this talk in a lot of our high-profile meetings, and I've said to people, don't make those tens of millions of dollar films anymore, because they're not your blockbusters. Right. You're not going to make money back. Like, look at the kid who's 15 right now in his parents' basement, who has created a studio, an at-home studio. I mean, there you got Billie Eilish right there. You know, you got these incredible talented people that we found during COVID, and I just think we're going to see a surge in that.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Be it that, and I don't want to say, you know, to sit down at a home studio environment is limited, but how do they stretch outside that box when it becomes that time?
Well, so you got two ways of looking at that. You've got our traditional way of content, right? Mm-hmm. And we put down beats with a producer, and we've got an album that takes 6 months to a year to put out. Mm-hmm. And there's a caliber of what we're used to. Now, does that mean a good album can't drop a song a day for 30 days? Does that mean some kid or some young adult can't make sounds that change music? Because if you go back and look at the history of music, I mean, just going back and seeing where the first breakbeat, the first 7 seconds that changed mm-hmm. the world of music, mm-hmm. you know, and that was coming out of Atlanta, Georgia, and that was a mixed race group and a white producer. No one knew what was going on.
Exactly right. Yeah.
And that's what this kind of stuff's going to do. I think music's changing. We don't do radios like we did, so you've got to look at what the online platform is. But I'll tell you that those kids who are smart with this content are millionaires right now, because they didn't go to school at 3 years old to learn how to be on camera, but that's all they've seen and known in their life. So they're comfortable in a different way than we are. So it's really weeding out which content makes value and which doesn't right now, because you can get sponsored and have thousands of followers and be trending. I mean, Kids Choice Award for Nickelodeon's all about social influencers, who the kids like.
Right.
And if you go back and look at who they picked this year, the majority of them are cool kids on TikTok.
And even though their brand, their product is in a traditional vein, they've had to incorporate learning about technology and applying technology and to keep their brand relevant and to keep their product relevant, but to, you know, to their hordes of fans that are traditionalists, have them understand that the incorporation of this new aspect of the same old thing isn't changing the music, it's just evolving it. And that's been part of the struggle that they've talked to me about.
Yeah, I mean, even sports, everything has evolved. I mean, you can even look at the sport of gymnastics. It was started for military tactics and training. Mm-hmm. And now it's a world-renowned artistic performance. Right. You know, so I think what we're going to see is a shift in music because technology has change things. I got a good friend of mine who's taking old whiskey barrels uh-huh. and turning them into guitars, high-end guitars, and partnered with them and barrel guitars. Partnering with major rock bands and organizations to recycle. So again, look at how cool we are. We've even taken the heavy metal world into recycling, if you think about it that way.
Yeah.
So everything's shifting. I think we're just going to see it shift in a more subtle way because we dove headfirst into this pandemic and it just stopped us. So we were already ready to move 100% digitally. Yeah. And we sort of proved it ourselves through our schooling and our video conferences. And how many docuseries and documentaries have we seen recently that involve, you know, especially recently, showing all the differences in filming opportunities. And these Zoom calls were used for, you know, live broadcasts and events now. We would have never even thought to do that pre-pandemic. And now it's completely...
It's becoming a way of life, yeah. Well, how cool. Listen, we again, I thank you for what you do and to keep it going and to expand on what's already out there and being able to adjust and acclimate to the different environment in our society. Thank you so much for keeping the work and to keep going.
My, oh my. Things are really heating up in our Helmet Bowl. As the National Football League teams battle each week for victories, helmets are climbing the Helmet Bowl Tower stairway. Currently, we have four NFC teams on the third level. Those 49ers, San Francisco 49ers, the Philadelphia Eagles, the Dallas Cowboys, and the Detroit Lions are all on the third tier. Sitting up on the fourth tier, we've got the Green Bay Packers, the Baltimore Ravens, and the Chicago Bears. And sitting at the top of the tower on the fifth tier are the Chiefs from Kansas City and those Houston Texans. So we're going to talk to a few of these fans while the seven other teams are chasing them. So here on the TCT Artist Exchange, let's chat with a few of those fans. Hey, that's a discussion for another week. Come playoffs. Right now.
You know those Cowboy fans always want to change something.
Yeah, they want to get away from the game at hand.
We never worry when it comes to Dallas. Dallas is like the choking team of the league.
Uh-oh, there it is. There it is.
We don't have to worry. We don't have to be all loud about it. We don't have to brag about it. We just know what Dallas is like.
So
and we show up, we play the game.
Okay, so in the moment of bigger moments, Dallas chokes. That's what you say.
That's yes, whenever you're on the prime stage, they welcome to the prime stage with the Eagles for this week.
I don't know. I thought there was some talk recently of Eagles stew or, you know, some type of Eagles on the menu. Wasn't that the case? This major dinner was going to be cooked using Eagle parts. What was the deal with that?
I'm going to report you to the ASPCA.
They're endangered.
The first quarter will be us plucking the Eagles. The second quarter will be us dressing the Eagles. The third quarter will be Eagles on the rotisserie. And the fourth quarter is serving them up.
Wow.
Fourth quarter, you choke as you usually do.
Roast Eagles on the menu tonight. I drive by Nita's house tonight and just take the top off the garbage can and see it's going to be full of Eagles.
Never. I will stick with my team till death do us part.
There you go.
She's not even going to donate it to the thrift store because nobody's going to want it.
She's a diehard fan. She's a diehard.
Yeah, I've been a
She didn't throw it away after the Super Bowl last year. That's it. She's going to hold on to it until she gets a ring and beyond.
She's going to get that so bad, she's going to be so embarrassed to come out the house. You're lucky you work from home because you don't want to show up out there in the street tomorrow.
Now, here's something I'm curious about, Mr. Cowboy fan. Those Cowboys referred to as America's team, it has been.
Of course.
Okay.
Wasn't that like last decade?
No.
Whatever decade it was, my curiosity is this, that we're doing all of these games in London and Europe and all. I noticed America's team has not gone over any of those places and played. What's the deal with that?
We stay right here.
You represent America in America. I got you.
We defend the homeland.
No one wants them.
We don't need to go over to London to play. Let them come see us.
Good luck to you both.
All right, Cowboys suck.
We want to thank everyone for joining us on this show as we celebrate Women's Week. We had a wonderful conversation with Kara Williamson, who's the owner of Reveal Live Entertainment and Meaty Street Productions. And she told us and shared with us some of the wonderful progress that her company and the women in the industry have made in breaking that glass ceiling and making the field of cultural arts and entertainment so enjoyable with their creative talents and their skill sets. We heard music from Vanessa Collier, Judith Hill and Mindy Hebert, Sophia James and Scary Pockets. We also heard from our friends in the Helmet Bowl. And this NFL football competition just keeps heating up. We're going to close out today with some music from a wonderful artist, gifted musician, producer, Broadway star. This is Sarah Bareilles with Many Demise. We'll see you next time here on the TCT Artist Exchange.
There's too many things I haven't done yet. There's too many sunsets I haven't seen. You can't waste the day wishing it slowed down. You would have thought by now I'd learned something. One world, I won't worry it away. No. Now and again, I lose sight of the good life. I get stuck in a low light. Then love comes in.
How far do I have to go to get to you? Many the miles, many the miles. Oh.
Many the miles I've been talking, I got.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.